Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Piyush Joshi, who is talking about Azure Mobile Engagement.
That's right.
We did a little intro on the previous episode. Make sure you take a look at that. But we're going to dig in. We're going to see some code and do some active sessions and some activities here.
Yes. So here what I have is it's kind of an app, a sample app. It's not what I have written. It's what I got from the Windows platform store. So this is one of the Windows 10 apps.
This is a universal app.
This is a universal Windows 10 app.
You've instrumented it.
I have instrumented it.
I see.
So it's kind of fancy. Like you can write things here and then it will recognize it. So let's see.
So this is an ink sample and we're pretending that this is a...
This could be like any other mobile app, and we will just go through that how we can instrument such an app through mobile engagement.
All right, cool.
So let's say it takes the name, so it recognized the name.
Gotcha.
And then it has some neat little inking feature, so you can write based on the pen type, you can change.
Right, so we have a mobile app here, or an app here that has multiple screens, multiple features, and we want to see how people use it.
Exactly. So now let's check out the code of that in Visual Studio.
Okay.
So this is the code. This is the Universal Windows 10 app. And I've already added mobile engagement NuGet in the app. And then let's talk through that. What is needed? Like, what can we instrument in an app like this? So the basic kind of instrumentation is we will instrument all the activities that are screens.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have added the SDK, then it automatically collects some basic information from the app. Things like what is the screen size, what's like whether the app was being accessed over Wi-Fi or like wireless network, like what kind of network, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
And then you can do additional instrumentation on I want to track these screens and I want to send these events.
Okay.
And this is what we will see. So to start a basic instrumentation, here I have written a method which initializes the engagement agent. And the agent is the part which will send the analytics data.
Okay.
And then engagement reaches the part which is responsible for all the notification capabilities that we will see.
Okay.
And then you call this initializing the engagement in your on-launched and on-activated.
I see.
And that's pretty much it.
And in this particular case, this is specific to how universal apps work. The SDK acts similarly on Android and iOS, and there's appropriate activation events.
Exactly.
You jump in.
Yeah.
And when you do this, I assume it's spinning up some kind of background thread, but it's doing it in a way that's not going to affect the running of my app.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about this crashing my app.
Correct. So we take care of that because we provide the SDKs.
Okay.
And then we have the different pages in the app. So you have like this main page.
Mm-hmm.
There's this base app.xaml. And then you have the three pages that we saw, handwriting, inking, and drawing. So in the main page, this is one of the simplest ways, basic ways of instrumenting your app. So you inherit from engagement page overlay. This is a method, this is a class which is provided by our SDK.
Oh, I see. So from a universal apps perspective, they inherit from page. You can just inject in a new base class, and then you capture all the events.
Yes, and we'll also see in the next screen that how if you cannot inherit from the base class, this base class, then how you can do it.
Then
in
I
a
assume you have to hook up
you have to start an activity manually, basically.
That makes sense.
So you inherit from this page, similar thing here on this XAML, you inherit, and this is what is needed for you to do simple instrumentation. So now we will start capturing the activity.
You capture navigations, and what else do you capture?
So we will capture all, you know, like we were seeing like how many sessions, activities, how much time is being spent. So that's the basic information that we'll start tracking.
You're starting timers and managing all of that for us in the background.
Yeah.
Because people might wonder in the context of a Windows universal app, maybe a base class is too much, you know, it's a little too much commitment.
Yeah. So alternatively, so we'll look at this handwriting.xaml.cs.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatively, you can also just start this activity in your onNavigatedTo method.
Nice.
So here you will see that I've kept the base class as page.
Nice.
Here I'm just doing the start activity.
Mm-hmm.
And this will take care of doing what that inheriting engagement page overlay was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And here I'll also show a few additional things of what else can you instrument? Mm-hmm. So on recognize async is called, you know, like when we type this in the handwriting page, we type Scott and we click recognize.
Right.
This is what it's called.
Okay.
And here we are using this on recognize async method to pass this app info. And this is a concept which we have, which allows you to personalize your notifications. So remember we talked, we put your name in that. Mm-hmm. So we will be able to use that input to personalize the notifications which are sent from the service. And all I'm doing here is that I am putting that name or whatever text that was detected mm-hmm. in this username parameter.
And because it's a dictionary, you can put other bits of context.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
So it depends on, like, the scenario is that the user came in on your app, they logged in, now they put in some additional, like, profile information
sure.
about them, name, et cetera.
Well, I keep coming back to games, you know? Like,
yes.
If you got to feed your Pokemon, hey, Scott, you know, your Pokemon named Fred hasn't, you know, misses you. Come back and play our game.
Yeah.
And that gets them, oh, I forgot about Fred. And they go back into the game, now they're engaged, and they start a new session.
Yep.
Okay. So here you're adding additional context, you're sending that up there, and it is available, but you're also, it looks like you're grabbing errors as well.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a simple instance of an error, like on this app, if I'm not recognizing any text, mm-hmm. then I'm sending an error. And we also collect crashes automatically.
Mm.
So, and then all this information, it is all about, it's not just like you collect it and do nothing about it. It's about you collect it, but then you're able to send notifications. You can create segments of users who are seeing an error or a crash, and then you can say, hey, sorry, we are working on this error, or mm-hmm. we will be pushing on an update for this.
So here, you've done kind of the obvious things as far as errors and activities. Can I instrument it a little less or a little more? I can add instrumentation all throughout the app, can't I?
Typically, yes. So that's the extreme way you can do any kind of instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
But what we recommend is that it depends on what kind of targeting or notifications that you will be sending out.
Okay.
So the instrumentation will be depending on that. Like if you want to send notification to users who added the items in the cart but didn't make a purchase, you will do instrumentation on that path.
I see. So you give the system context that you can then query later.
Yes.
You don't want to over-instrument if
exactly.
you're not going to use the context.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can I inherit from the base class and also do custom activities and stuff?
Yeah, so within a page also you can start, like if you have like sub parts of your page, then you can start an end activity explicitly. So this is the second page, the inking.xaml,
mm-hmm.
and this is this page where we saw that you can change the pen type, thickness, and all that. So here I am passing an event. So we saw app info, we saw error, and this is another type, like you can just send events with some additional dictionary parameters.
So you're, like, for example, then you could do analysis and find out how many people pick green.
Yes.
As their
color. Or how many people are not picking a particular color that you really want them to pick for some reason.
So that could allow you to even do some A-B testing.
Yeah.
You could say some user added something to a shopping cart and then find out who added to a cart and then abandon the cart.
Yes. And then you can just send an send a notification to them. So this is what I have, and then I have just like added a bunch of more instrumentation mm-hmm. on the different parameters.
It sounds like it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
And again, none of those SDK calls are can ever fail. If there's no connectivity or if there's a hiccup or a back-end issue, they mm-hmm. just fail silently.
Yeah, so we also batch and as we keep it so that like an offline mode, it will still work.
Okay.
Like it will not
so
work.
You're queuing them up and then doing them when we come back online.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it also isn't very big on bandwidth. You get a lot of mobile users don't want to use their bandwidth.
We optimize the data
mm-hmm.
Which is sent, so we keep it to a minimum.
Very, very small. Good.
So we have this app running here.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can see, this is the app backend.
Okay.
So here in real time, you will see this session.
The one session.
The one
that's
session.
You.
That's
yeah, yeah.
me. And you can also, like depending on some of these events, so I have instrumented, like say highlighter, all these events. They are hooked up here already.
Oh, and it really does happen in real time.
They just happen in real time.
And could I honestly, like, you've got one user and you've got, and it's happening instantly. If I had millions of users.
Yeah, we have customers.
And I can sit there and I can watch it all happen.
You can still see it on monitor.
That's amazing.
And then analytics, as always, it will aggregate all the data and it will show you where the users are.
What kind of analysis can I do on this? Can I pull this off and do machine learning, or take the data and dump it into storage and do deeper analysis?
So we will have a capability shortly which will allow you to export all this data.
Nice.
And we are also going to have some integration with machine learning. We are exploring that option.
Cool. So you've got the ability to do real-time analysis, notifications, and then in the future, deeper analysis over, like, what did users do this year?
Yeah, so it will be more like prescriptive guidance. Right now, it is all about, like, just seeing the data and then you doing whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all about analytics. And then in the next session, we'll talk about how you can use this data to send those targeted notifications to the users.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure mobile engagement. And next up, we'll see notifications here on Azure Friday.